Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about going to the Patriots game. So finally I got to go, or I'm going to go to a football game, and I never really went before, so I'm going to really dig deep into what I'm really feeling about that, and I'm also going to be talking about my opinions with football in general and sports in general. So without further ado, let's begin.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, today I just wanted to talk about this because of the fact that I'm actually going to be going to a Patriots game, a football game. They're actually facing the Giants. I don't even know who they're facing. Okay, I have no idea anything about football. I know how the scoring system works. I don't know exactly how much, like, I don't know how to even pay attention when the game's actually going on. Now, this is a little shocking because I am a teenager and yeah. Oh my God, my microphone moved. Pardon that. I am a teenager, so like teenagers do typically watch sports, and I really don't watch sports at all. Like, I'm so entertained about like other things in life, like the politics side. I'm involved in a lot of other aspects. So sports and like TV shows and movies in general really are not in my schedule on my day to day. I have no time to even watch TV, so the fact that sports comes around, it's not a shocker to me that I really don't know how to even look at it. And I never actually sat there and said, "Okay, I'm gonna watch this football game and see how I like it." Because at the same time, I know from the back end of things that things are scripted. Now, football might not be scripted, might not be, might be. Okay, because I have no clue. I did not dig deep into this yet. So I have no clue to be certain. Oh my God, my nose is so clogged. It is so annoying. Like every season, my nose just get that's so runny. I can never catch it. But in ch Ah. Okay. So every season change that undergoes where I live. Wait, let me rephrase that. Every time the season changes where I live, I always have allergies because I live in New England, okay? So the allergies here are really, really bad. That's why I kind of want to move to Florida. I mean, for other reasons other than that. But allergies are really not bad in Florida. And even Texas, there's no allergies. Like, who has allergies if you live in those states? No one. Because they're not. That it's not a problem at all. It's not a problem. And I don't know what it is about New England in general that the seasons changing affects my allergies that much. But for a good 2 weeks out of the year, I don't have allergies. That's it. So if the season changes for about a month, I have allergies. And then a month before the season changes, I have allergies. So it's like, yeah, that there's four seasons in a year: summer, spring, winter, fall. So, yeah, summer, spring, winter, fall. So I have four seasons, and if you times that by two, that's eight. So then, yeah, there's a couple months out of the year that I really don't have any allergies, because 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 4 months out of the year I don't have allergies. Woo! But then the rest of the 8 months I do have allergies. So it's like, And even the time that I don't have allergies, it'll be like a good week that I will have allergies. So it's like, I can't win. I can't win. And it's okay because I'm used to this. I'm used to it. And it's basically, you get used to it. And it's like when the season starts changing, your allergies start coming. But we're getting a little off track now. I mean, I just realized we were getting off track. We should be talking about sports. I have no idea anything about sports, so this is the wrong episode for me to dive deep into. But you know what? I'm gonna try my best. I'm gonna try my best to say what I know about the sports. So, I know that. Okay, I should be. This should be like with a guest because I should be like, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Blah blah blah. Oh, this and this. That would be funny. I should do that one time. I have some good ideas, but nobody wants to join this podcast. I don't know why. It's probably the host, me. Anyways, okay, so I know that both teams start right at the 0 mark. So there's a 0 line on either side. There's like let's just say the Patriots are fo facing the Yankees. No, that's a. See, I don't know sports. See, I can't even make an example. I just know the Patriots. Giants is that a team, a football team, the Giants, or is that the Yankees? Is that a baseball team? Wait, the Yankees is a football team. See, I don't I don't know sports. That's the thing. I can't even come up with an example. Okay, let's just say the Patriots, that's the only team I know. And I have no idea. Yeah, I think the Giants. I think the Giants is a football team. Let's just say the Patriots is facing the Giants. I mean, if the Giants isn't a football team, that would be hilarious. But anyways, hopefully the Giants is a football team. So let's just say the football team Giants is on the left-hand side and the Patriots is on the right-hand side. So all I know is that there's a 0 line in the middle of the 2 lines, and on each. All the way to the right and all the way to the left, there is a touchdown zone. So if you get the ball to those zones, you get a touchdown, which is, I don't know, 7 points. I'm guessing, crossing my fingers, 7 points. And from that football, I mean, from that touchdown zone, you count down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then, of course, the 0 line is in the middle. So each one of those numbers is yards. So if you run 0 to 1, you want ran 1 yard, and then 0 to 2, 0 to 3, 0 to 4, 0 to 5, so on and so forth. And that's on either line. So I know that as soon as the ball starts, I think the ball starts with the quarterback. I'm not sure. The football guy that carries the ball at the beginning, the I I don't, this is the worst episode I will ever have. I don't even know any names. The quarterback, yeah, the quarterback carrying the football, okay, and he starts off. I'm guessing he starts off with the ball, and then he hikes it up in the air, and somebody catches it and then starts running, right? Is that what happens? They start running, and then if you are caught with the ball, then you get tackled. So you're supposed to run away from the other team, which is trying to bring you down. So I think that's it. And then you're supposed to run to the touchdown zone. If you run all the way to the touchdown zone, then you're special. Very, very special. And you should be given more money. From the 0 mark, and you run 10 yards and go all the way to the touchdown zone, that would be awesome. But it basically, I don't think it ever happens. But I'm not the one to ask. I'm not the one to say because I have no idea. So I think that's that. I think that's the whole game right there. And then you're just supposed to get more points. And then the game's 3 hours long. And then if we have halftime and stuff like that. But I mean, what I really like watching is the Super Bowl. I like watching the Super Bowl for the commercials only. See, like I said, I have no idea what football even, like, I don't even know. I don't know how to watch football. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna probably have my parents screaming, not at me, but like at the game in general, like, oh, come on. Oh my God. They're gonna be talking, and I'm gonna have no idea. I have no idea what's even going on, so, but it'll be fun to actually go. I like the energy. I like supporting a team that I like supporting, and I think that is going to be that. I'll let you know how that goes, but I want to talk about sports in general. So, like, sports in general is never, I never really been a sports person. Okay, the only sport that I ever played was, okay, surfing the web. Now that is cringy. Yes, it is cringy. I can admit that is very cringy that I have surfed the web. But okay, I don't know how to surf the ocean. And other sports that I have for real, I have played not football, oh my God. I have not played football. I played basketball. Tried to, at least. I tried out to play basketball. And I did not make the team because when I went to shoot the ball in the basket, I accidentally hit the teacher. I mean, I accidentally almost hit the teacher. Mouthful. And the teacher got mad at me. And I was like, okay, it's not my fault. Why are you standing right under the net? So then I didn't make the team, obviously. And then I also played baseball, which I really wasn't good at because I wasn't really paying attention. I was so bored. I was like 7. And I was flooding flies because I was on the outfield because I was not really good. And then I played as the person that catches the ball right behind the batter, the foul person. And then I tried hitting the ball. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. The teacher taught me a little trick. That if you want to hit the ball, you have to do like a chicken wing. That's what she used to call it. I don't know why she used to call it a chicken wing, but it always made me laugh, and I remember that way. So you have to, if you want to bat, you have to put your like right hand or whatever hand you write with all the way up in the air, and then bat it. Yeah, so that is the way that you do that. I don't know why my camera says it's gonna die. It's plugged into the wall. Okay. Let's just keep going because, I mean, if my camera dies, I just won't use the footage. I'll just upload the video. I need a shave too because I forgot to shave yesterday. And I usually shave every single morning. I forgot to shave yesterday, and you can just hear. That's just on my face. Oh, that sucks. I don't like it. I can never have facial hair because I don't like how it feels. It's so itchy. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay, so moving forward from that, I was really not good at baseball. I mean, I threw the bat one time and the bat snapped in half. So I mean, because you're supposed to hit the ball and then throw the bat and then run. So I threw the bat and then the bat smashed in half. So it's like, really, really, you just had to do that. Oh yeah, speaking about breaking in half, I was in the bathroom one time. I think this was like last week. I was in the bathroom and I closed the door, but the door got stuck in something and then it stopped suddenly. The mirror, we had a mirror on the door. The mirror fell off the door and smashed. So I have 7 years bad luck, which I could tell I do, because right after that, a bunch of things happened. So I went and picked up my cup and the cover wasn't in all the way. So it fell on the floor, fell on my toe, water went everywhere. I'm like, okay, good, that's great. So let me fill it up. I went and got the filter, and I'm like, okay, well, let me fill up the filter first because it's the Beretta, and you had to fill it up. The one at the time you had to fill up, and then that went through the filter, and then you could just use the water. But I said, okay, let me go fill it up. I went to the bathroom, went to fill it up, and I did not put it on the counter all the way, and it fell off. And water went everywhere, of course. Plastic went everywhere, so I had to get a new one. I now have a new one. It's good. The new one's good. I like it so far. That was not good luck. And what else happened? I think I dropped something at work, too. So it's like all these bad things happen just because you broke a mirror. Like, did you ever stop and realize, like, I know it's a superstition, just like going under a ladder. But, like, at the same time, if bad things happen to you right after you do those things, like if you break a mirror and something bad happens to you, do you blame the person for thinking that it was caused by the mirror breaking? Like, do you really blame? Like, that's a strange coincidence right there. You broke a mirror, and it's supposed to be like 7 years bad luck, and all of a sudden you have bad luck now. What? I don't blame anybody for thinking that at all. Okay, so the next thing that I wanted to talk about was I don't know. Like, the weather has been so weird where I live. So if you live in New England, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then you really don't know what I'm talking about unless you live in Florida. So at the beginning of the day, it would be like rainy, and then it would clear up, and it would be like, okay, it's a nice day now. And then all of a sudden, it would start raining again. And then it would clear up. Like, come on, Mother Nature, please answer my prayer and make up your mind. Please. Please, please, please. I don't know. I don't know, Mother Nature. Sometimes you just do things that you know you would get hated on for. And you do them on purpose. That's what Mother Nature does. She wants to smoke. She wants to smoke and she wants the attention. That's what Mother Nature wants. But I do have a little confession to make. Okay, I'm kind of obsessed with Halloween decorations because so far I have these cute little pumpkin lights up on my wall, and if you push the button, it actually starts singing and the little pumpkin lights start lighting up and it starts like moving its mouth. And then I also have this like beware sign, not this beware sign, but this beware little light strand. And it spells out beware. I also have a black light, and then I have a pumpkin patch light. Like just the little pumpkins on a strand light at my desk. So every time I'm recording on my desk, if you watch Don't Trust What You See, available on Rumble, you would know that's where I filmed that show. Because I wanted them two to be separate. Like I wanted the podcast to be just chill, it's on my bed. I can relax on here until I actually get a studio. That's coming soon. Until I actually get a studio, get some couches, get some new lights. Because I'm in the process of upgrading everything. I'm in the process of like having a schedule now. And I do want to come out with some more videos. I'm trying to get a hold of some more camera equipment. I'm trying to get a hold of a lot of things. But what sucks about it is I only have limited time to actually film. Like, I only film for the whole entire week on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. And it's only the first 2 hours. So I only have 4 hours to film the whole entire week's worth of videos. And 2 hours is taken up of research. Two and no. Yeah. 1 hour is like research for those videos. And then 2 hours is filming the videos. And then we have my podcast, which takes up another hour, and that's the 4 hours right there. And then other than that, I like to just chill. Like we have a hot tub outside. I don't know if I ever told you guys. I do have a hot tub, and it was outside, and it is a little bit chilly, but I was gonna go in it yesterday just to like chill. I was gonna just relax in the hot tub a little, and all of a sudden, I found that it was unplugged. So it was 80 degree water. That's not a hot tub water. That's like a bath water. So I'm not gonna take a bath outside. I want it to be hot. I want it to be like 100 degrees. But obviously, that's not feasible if it was unplugged. And I do want to stargaze one time. Like I used to have this telescope, and I wanted to stargaze, but I had no idea what planet was what planet, and I didn't know how to work the telescope. So I think it'll be fun if I get a telescope that has like a USB connected to it, and then we both look at the stars together, because I have no idea. Maybe I'll live stream it. I have no idea. I want it to be on a day that it's worth it though, and then we'll all just look at it together. Maybe I'll stream it even on. No, I don't like TikTok. I was gonna say I'll stream it on TikTok. I spend a lot of time on TikTok, but I just don't like it. So, no. And I think they have those available anyway. Like, let me look it up really quick. So, telescope with USB for computer. Okay, let me see. See, I don't know. Okay, they sell these at Best Buy. $400. Oh, damn. Okay. See, a regular telescope. Okay, let me see. Let me see here. Can you connect this? You can connect this to a phone, but can you connect this to a computer, though? Because if you can connect this to a computer, then you could probably live stream this. General. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you can, but this is like $400, so yikes, that's a lot. Yeah, I don't think that you can connect it to a computer. Can I see? There's questions, can this, I'm looking, the ocean, blah, blah, with a smartphone, can you? Okay, so yeah, telescopes are so expensive. It's like $400, but if it connects to the computer, I would love to like just sit there and like look at the stars one night. I wanted to do that in the summer. Just spend the night outside. Hopefully it doesn't rain. Spend the night outside and just off the grid. Like totally. Like I usually have my solar panels out there, and I just want to be off the grid. Maybe I'll go camping for a little next year, because we're going to go camping anyway. My grandma's going to be camping for like 2 months, so I might as well go for a little while. Like, I might as well go for like a day and spend it totally off the grid. Won't go in, like, because she has a camper. I won't go in the camper at all, but like at the same time, I would have to go up there Saturday after work, that's around 9-ish, I would have all day Sunday, and then come back on Monday morning for work, that would be in the summer. So, yeah, I'm gonna do that. I'll document it so you guys can see everything, and I just don't know when I would have time to edit it. I mean, yeah, I think I would have more time in the summer to edit it. Yeah, I think I wanna upload more, but I just don't have time. Like, I would sit here today, like on a day like today, like a Sunday, and film my breakfast, do my whole entire routine on camera. Because I can just keep recording. Because my camera just does not die. Like, I don't know why it even shows the battery thing. Because of the fact that I have it plugged into the wall. So, as long as I have a wall next to me, as long as I have an outlet next to me, I can just charge my camera while it's recording. And there would be no way that I can run out of storage at all. So yeah, that's interesting. I like this. I like just sitting here and just talking. And there's something about talking to somebody that can't talk to you back. But you guys can talk to me back. You just have to go on social media. I'm on Instagram, Rojo_Demetrius. If you want to say hi, if you want to just say bye, if you want to say anything, just send me a message, please. I want to talk to you guys that are watching this podcast now. I want to have a communication, some communication with you. And I don't know. I just like the fact that I can just say stuff, say my opinion, just say here, and people would listen to it. And I like the fact that I can just say here, and nobody says really anything back to me when I am having this podcast. Like, when I'm on the phone with my friends and stuff, they're saying stuff back, we're having a conversation, and there's stuff to say, there's something to be said about that. I love doing that. I love having conversations with people, filming bonds with people. And I just love all that. But there's something to be said about podcasting too, because now you can just shout your whole opinion out there and nobody's saying anything back to you unless you're looking at social media, which then it's your fault for looking. If you didn't want to hear their opinion, then why did you look? So I don't know. I just love doing that. Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about this before I forget. So last week, I was talking about how my gym, like, new beginnings, I'm sorry about, like, the depressingness of last week's video. I was looking back at it as I was editing it to put it on the air, and I was just like, wow, this is a really depressing video. But I know that everyone really goes through the same thing, so maybe it did help. It did. I think it helped a couple people out, because everyone goes through the same exact thing. People go through new changes and they're like, oh, I miss the old stuff. And then when you get used to the new stuff, you're like, wow, I like the new stuff better than the old stuff. How did I ever do anything with the old stuff? So it's like, it's just like school. When you came from elementary school to middle school, you're like, wow, I really miss my elementary school. And then when you went to that middle school, a couple months later, you're like, eh, I don't like my elementary school. And when you went from middle to high school, you're like, oh, I really miss my middle school. And then you're like, wait a second, I like my high school better than my middle school. And then when you're gonna go to, when you go to college, you're gonna think of the same exact way. And when you graduate out of college and all of this stuff. So I like looking at all of the aspects of that. And I love just realizing the fact that we need to spend every moment as we can. We need to spend every single moment the best we possibly can. And that's exactly what I love the most about this. I love just seizing the moment, just talking about everything that's bothering me, talking about everything that I'm excited about, and not being really judged for it, and just being listened to. Love being listened to. Thank you all for listening every single week. I owe you guys a really big thank you. Thank you, everyone. So, with that being said, thank you all for watching and listening to this every single week, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day.